Growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Find Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at natureswayresources.com.
Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy Mosier with John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, just north of the Woodlands, Texas.
Happy gardening on this Saturday morning. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We are at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. I am here with the John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. Fantastic calls. I feel like I am getting an education every time we sit across the microphones from each other as he answers your calls and questions. And John, we have got a slew of questions that people have gone to homeshowgardenpros.com, and then they send in a question on Ask a Pro right there at homeshowgardenpros.com. So we have one from CD. I think we've heard from CD before, and from his explanation here, he is quite the gardener. But if CD's listening, we're going to get you an answer. But if he's not, we will send him back a response. So he says, hi, all. He says, I have noticed galling and knots in my okra. Cucurbits, is that correct? Also at my tomato roots. I have extremely sandy soil, and I suspect root knot nematodes. So that's one part.
Okay.
Does companion planting magnolia or marigolds help? I currently have planted a cover crop of hop mustard. Any other remedies or thoughts are appreciated. So that's from CD. So lots going on there.
Okay. Galls are caused by an insect laying an egg on a plant. As the egg hatches, the little larva produces chemicals that causes the lignin and cellulose to grow a ball around it to make a where it's protected from predators. So it can grow.
Okay.
And then it can feed on, you know, some of the sap coming out of the tree. Usually galls don't hurt anything.
Okay.
And they usually occur on branches and limbs of plants. You said it was on okra.
Yeah.
Well, that makes me think maybe it's on talking about roots, and it's not really a gall, that it's just a growth on the root.
Okay.
Because he didn't even mention tomato roots. And the knots that form there are almost always called root knot nematodes.
Okay, and that's what he had mentioned, yeah.
Well, he mentioned marigolds, too.
Mm-hmm.
French marigolds do not work.
Oh.
However, some of the other species of marigolds produce chemicals in their root that kill the root feeding and the root knot nematodes.
Okay.
And I don't remember off the top of my head which ones.
But avoid the French marigolds.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those are the most common ones in nurseries.
Okay.
So you probably have to buy seeds.
Okay.
But the best thing is never plant tomatoes, peppers in the same location 2 years in a row.
All right.
And that way, if any is present, they will die off because they don't have a host plant.
Okay.
The other thing, particularly this time of year when it's cool and moist, you can get beneficial nematodes. Gardens Alive, there's four or five mail order places you can get beneficial nematodes that eat the pest insects. And these good nematodes also get rid of flea eggs.
Oh.
Spider mite eggs and things like that. So they can do a lot. But this is the time to apply them.
All right. And we can get those at our Home Show Garden Pros, most of them.
Some of them carry it. You know,
okay.
We don't because we don't get enough calls for it.
Okay.
And they go bad before we'd sell them.
Okay. All right.
But it is an effective tool.
Oh, good.
The other thing is, again, use the organic fertilizers and compost. In a properly made compost, there's a species of fungus called, they nicknamed nematode-trapping fungi. they'll produce their hyphae like, you know, it's like a root.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll produce a big loop. And in that loop, they'll produce chemicals that mimic the root exudates these plants put out.
Oh, it
so
copies
it's bait.
Them. Okay.
So when a root-feeding nematode swims into it, or a root-not nematode, they can sense its presence, and they pump liquid water, and it swells shut and traps that nematode. Then the fungus puts out hyphae chemicals that digest, kills, and digests the nematode.
Wow.
So instead of eating your plant roots, they're now being turned into fertilizer for the plant.
There's Mother Nature at work.
Again, that only works if you haven't used a fungicide on the soil.
Right. Okay. So some solutions for him on the okra and the tomato. What can he do right now on those?
Well, like I said, the beneficial nematodes.
Nematodes. What about leaf mold compost?
Definitely, because it has those good fungi in it.
Okay.
And when you plant the beds, use the composted, the native mulch, the aged native mulch, because, it's food for the good guys.
Okay. All righty. Well, we will pass on that information to him, or if he's listening. That was a great lesson. You gave us more information than I'll be able to get down in an email to him, but wonderful. You are listening to John Ferguson and Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center on the Home Show GardenPros.com. That's our website.com. You can give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we will return after this.
Fall is the best time to be outside and the most important time to care for your lawns and gardens. Use MicroLife all-organic fertilizers, liquids, and granulars. Mother Nature will love you for it. Brown patch in your lawn? Not a problem. Use MicroLife Brown Patch or MicroLife MicroGrow. Always safe and always effective. No matter what you plant, MicroLife organic fertilizers are your best choice. MicroLife organic fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now at 281-833-3333.
Good morning, gardeners. This is Home Show Garden Pros, and we are on Sports Radio 610. You can give John Ferguson a call, who is our Home Show Garden Pro expert this morning, at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And we've had quite a few calls, and we've got questions popping in on our Home Show Garden Pro .com email that people can go to and send questions in. If they can't talk on the phone right now, maybe there's people sleeping in the house and they don't want to wake anybody up. So we've got a question from Lorenzo. John, he sends a question that says, what is the most effective way to kill or repel green stink bugs? I had a pepper plant and was growing very nicely, but the stink bugs came and totally infested them. I tried spraying neem oil on them early in the month, twice a week, but it did not seem to improve. I honestly gave up, and my garden's dead. I'm sorry, Lorenzo. He lives in an apartment, and I know I will be fighting pests, but anything you can do to help?
In general, stink bugs are attracted to plants that have too much nitrogen.
Oh.
And that usually occurs from the artificial fertilizers because that's water-soluble. Remember I was talking about earlier how it pushes the nitrogen in, creates weak growth
right. That
attracts the pests.
Okay.
So step one is quit doing the thing that's creating the problem.
Okay.
Two, to get rid of them, you might try some garlic oil products as a repellent. Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew is another organic insecticide.
Okay.
And the other thing is, are they getting plenty of sun? Peppers need at least 6 to 8 hours of sun.
Peppers need sun, don't they? Okay.
Yes, to full sun. So without seeing it, but those are some of the things off the top of my head.
Okay. Well, that's great information. I mean, it seems like I wish he could have gotten to us earlier because he's sort of given up on these guys now. Could he, is it too late to replant the peppers now?
Yeah, it's too cool.
Yeah.
And they like warm weather.
Right. So what else could he plant when I send him some information back?
Oh, God, anything from fall color to a lot of the Brassica families, the cabbages, the
cabbages,
cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, broccoli, spinach,
yeah.
Radishes, lettuce, all do good well in cool weather.
Okay. Well, I'm going to send him those so that he's got something to look forward to,
yep.
And maybe he can work on that. So if he's going to plant something new and he's had those stink bugs, he should he add some of this to his soil? Should he get some leaf mold compost?
Yeah, work it into the soil.
Okay.
That will help if there's any eggs in the soil or anything that may help get rid of them.
Okay. All right.
And again, put in some, MicroLife Ultimate.
It okay.
has some humates in it as well as the 16, the nutrients.
Right.
And the bremetalizer, of course, get that in there.
Right. Right. Well, that'll give him some encouragement. I hate to just answer his question and say, too late now, but you can always start over. And that's what this is all about on here on the Home Show Garden Pros is it's a science project, really. And that's what the best part is we're all learning in it together, and it goes back to the soil. And we so appreciate getting that information so that we can move forward on our next crop or our next growth. This is Home Show Garden Pros, and you can give John Ferguson a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. We'll return after this.
Good fences make good neighbors. So the saying goes, it's not what fences do, but what they say. Caring how a fence looks for both you and your neighbor says you called Southland Fence. Wood, iron, chain link, aluminum, or even vinyl. A good neighbor fence starts at Southland Fence, a Tom Tynan certified home show pro. Plus, with 0% interest up to 18 months, the time for your new fence is now. Let Southland Fence make you a good neighbor. Visit southlandfence.com.
Your beautiful yard starts here at Sienna Mulch. Hi, I'm Ashley from Sienna Mulch. We're a family-owned green recycler and manufacture our own premium hardwood mulch. Come find the varieties of mulch, compost, soil, sand, gravel, and stone that add more beautiful to your yard. No truck? No problem. We deliver. While here, grab your favorite fertilizers, plant food, and landscaping tools. Everything to give your yard a beautiful start. Visit Sienna Mulch off 521 in Sharon, online at siennamulch.com.
Sprout a miracle. Lettuce, arugula, and radishes are easy, and kids think of them as miracles. Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
It is sunny and we'll be in the 70s today. Perfect time to get out in the lawn and garden. And I am here with John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. He is our Home Show Garden Pro expert this morning, and he has just loaded us with all sorts of knowledge so we can be successful out there in our lawns and gardens. John, we have got stacks of questions here, but one about a plumeria. They say that this is from Carol, and she says, I have a little plumeria plant growing in a pot. How can I winterize it?
Okay. Plumeria is a species. It likes hot, humid weather. Also, by the way, before I forget, the Plumeria Society, the National Plumeria Society, is headquartered here in Houston. You can
really?
Go to their website. Yes.
Huh.
And get a lot of information. Bunch of great people.
Great.
What I've never grown plumerias, but what I've read and talking to people, they like to take them out of their pot, shake the dirt off, and hang them up in the garage.
Really?
Until spring. There's other people, if it's a small plot, they move it inside. Some people build a tent around the plumeria and put some, drop lights, a couple hundred watt light bulbs in there as a heat source.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some of the things you can do to
okay.
protect them. But they don't like cold. It gets below 40 degrees and they start going downhill.
Right, because plumerias, aren't those the flowers that they make Hawaiian leis out of?
Correct.
That's what's so interesting, that the National Plumeria Society is here in Houston.
Well, because they grow very well along the Gulf Coast and Galveston.
Yes, yes. Now, if we bring, say, it sounds like one of the easiest ways is to bring them inside. Then when are we going to take them back outside?
Oh, when temperatures looks like we're past the danger of frost.
Okay. All righty.
So, March, April.
Yeah. Well, and I'm assuming we do nothing to them when they're inside.
Pretty much. They go dormant.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like a fun experiment. I have got one new plumeria, and I did not know this.
So probably go to the Plumeria Society website.
Yes.
And they probably have a lot more detailed information.
Right. And we're moving into that season in the next couple of months that we're going to need to think about what to do with some of those more tropical plants. Thank you very much on that. That is just, plumerias are beautiful. I have one friend of mine, and she does a great job. I need to be in touch with her about it. We have got Grady, who has sent us a question, and he said a few weeks ago he had weed spots in his yard, and he killed everything, including the grass. Now, I used SpectraCode. Do you know what that is? Now it looks like it killed everything. I have some big dead spots. Uh-oh. What can I do to bring my grass back? Are there St. Augustine grass seeds? Will Scott Long patchwork help it?
Okay, I'm not familiar with that herbicide.
Yeah.
And depending on the herbicide, they can have a half-life of 6-7 months in the soil. Some of them have over 2 years.
Oh, no.
But what you can do to biodegrade it is agriculture molasses. And spray that on about every 2 weeks for a couple months. That's food for microbes. It can help break it down.
Okay.
Top dress with compost, maybe a thick layer.
Okay.
St. Augustine is a sterile hybrid. It only grows from cuttings. It is not from seeds, so you can't do it. You can sprig it, whatever. But until you get those herbicide residuals out.
Do that first.
You got to break it down first.
So, to put in the St. Augustine, he may need to wait then until after the winter?
At least till after the winter, till spring.
Okay, so get rid of all that herbicide that's lasting and lingering in there.
Correct.
All right.
It's focused on breaking it down. Humates and, like I said, agricultural molasses and compost are all good tools.
Great. Okay.
And it just takes time.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that. And I'm sorry, poor Grady's got to go through that. But it's a process. You know, we're all going to make mistakes on that, and it's just learning. So thank you for giving us agricultural molasses and the leaf mold compost to help break down those herbicides. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can reach John Ferguson at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we will return after this.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscapers Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscapers Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals. So grab a bag of Landscapers Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
Time passages.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. The best defense against brown patch this fall is grab a bag of brown patch for your lawn and garden. It is from MicroLife, and it is a brown bag, and it is to fight against brown patch. MicroLife Brown Patch 513 is all organic fertilizer. It contains disease-fighting bacteria and fungi. It's the good guys. It adds billions of beneficial microbes to your lawn. Your lawn and landscaping are hungry after fighting that summer's heat and dryness. Feed what they need. MicroLife Organic Fertilizers. They also have MicroLife Liquid Organics. You've heard us talking about the liquid seaweed and the MicroLife MicroGrow. Deliver the highest nutritional values possible. You'll never burn your plants or your lawn because it is all organic, safe to use for you, your children, and around your pets. So it's safe around you, your children, and your pets. That is MicroLife for healthy soils, healthy plants, and healthy people. Find MicroLife at your favorite Home Show Garden Pro. Find your neighborhood location at microlifefertilizer.com.
Well, welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros, and let's get back to the questions.
Yes. So, John, we have got Paul on the line. Good morning, Paul. What do you have for John?
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. Great.
Hey, John, I got a question on all my citrus. After I nursed it through the freeze, didn't lose anything except for my lime. But now I'm told I have greening disease on my grapefruit, both orange trees, satsuma, lemon. Anyway, they said they don't know when they'll die, but they will die. You know, what's your hint? Anything on that?
Yeah, the citrus greening has been a major problem. There have been some reports coming out that compost teas have been effective. Using lots of compost around the root zone out past the drip thing has been proven helpful. And, you know, a good nutrition program, trace elements like the remineralizer and a good fertilization like MicroLife, they can extend the life. And then after that, don't use chlorinated water. You know, filter the water, give them good water. Mulch them good if a good native mulch. And like I said, some of the research out of Florida is finding they've been able to stop the citrus greening and actually heal plants using the biological methods. But it's limited. So they're still trying to learn, you know, what techniques work best. But the things I mentioned have all shown promise. And like I said, a good compost tea can help too. Spray it on the leaves and the foliage. Mm-hmm. And, you know, well, like Plants for All Season, Neil makes compost tea.
Yeah,
for sale to the customers.
Yeah, Sherry's place at Plants for All Seasons up off of 249. She talks a lot about her compost tea. That's interesting.
Yeah, Ohio State has done a lot of research
on the coastline, so I'm down by Moss Nursery.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know he carries some of your stuff. I don't know about all of it.
Okay.
Yeah, if you can get – the other thing you can do is you can take some leaf mold compost, put a few pounds in a 5-gallon bucket overnight, pour it out through a screen, then put that what we call a leachate. You can spray it. It's a farmer compost tea, and then spray that on the plants.
Okay. He should spray the leaves on the plants.
Correct.
On the
with
trees.
The liquid.
Okay.
So that might help, but it's tough. But like I said, we do know that it's more common when the plants have been fertilized or artificial fertilizers because, like, again, we talked about earlier, it makes weak growth.
Mm-hmm.
It makes them more susceptible.
Right. Okay.
I haven't used any artificial stuff in a couple of years. I've been using the MicroLife.
Good.
For the last 2 years at least, maybe longer, I can't remember.
Well, the other thing, since you said you're on the coast, you might have some salt problems in your soil. That weakens a plant's immune system.
Oh, yeah, I hadn't thought about that.
So you might put a little gypsum, you know, around the plants too. Gypsum's calcium sulfate, and when it dissolves, the calcium is stronger chemically, and it makes the sodium release and leach out of the soil.
Now, what form would the gypsum come in?
It's powder.
Okay, it's a powder. And he could get that at
almost any
Moss?
Garden center.
Okay, all right. Well, that's
almost where?
Any garden center should carry gypsum.
How much do you apply?
Like I said, just I'd start off light. I prefer a lot of small applications rather than a big one because you may not need a big one. So you'd have to read the bag, but for like me, maybe a cup or two in a 5-gallon bucket of water. You can dissolve it and pour it around your plants. Or you can sprinkle it on top and let nature water it in.
Okay. Will do.
You know, if you got trees that are big and beautiful, it's worth trying to invest a few dollars trying to save them.
Yes, that's for sure.
These are 8 to 10-year-old trees. You know, I had to cut them way back because of the freeze, but they've bounced right back because I did the old trick with the pyramid, you know, just before the freeze, and then when the freeze went by, then I pulled it back, and it just exploded that next spring.
Yeah, that's what I did for my avocados. I covered the graft, and I lost my top portion, but, you know, they were 25-foot-tall avocados, but they're already back to 18 feet.
Wow. Yeah.
That is one tree I have yet to be able to grow. I've had three of them now, and I'm losing the third one as we speak.
They don't like salts. They require well-drained soil.
No salts and well-drained soil. Okay, that's good to know on the avocados.
Yep.
Bad farmer for me.
Well, no, but you can. How can he deal with the salt, the high salts that they have on the coast in the soil, just like naturally?
Using the gypsum occasionally.
The gypsum, okay.
Using the compost. Many of the
microparticles. Compost, I do. I get that from moss, and they say they get it from you. I don't know. That's what they told me.
They used to. I don't know if they're still buying from us or not.
Okay.
I heard they went to carrying a cheaper, lower quality brand now.
Uh-oh. That leaf mold compost, like you know, you can feel the difference for sure. But lots of good hints for you. Don't give up.
Yeah. And what I was going to explain.
I won't give up. I'm not going to. I love my citrus.
Oh.
Yeah. Many of the beneficial fungus in the compost can help pull salts out of the soil.
Okay. All right.
They will break it apart and make it in a form that doesn't hurt plants.
All right.
Okay.
Well, I hope that helps, Paul. Good luck with those. You're lucky. I'm jealous because you still have your citrus trees, but we lost about four of them. I mean, totally lost them after that big freeze. So
I lost all of mine too.
Yeah. So you're doing a lot better than many people. So hang in there and good luck with that.
I've got a ton of fruit right now. I've got a ton of fruit growing.
Great.
I just hate losing my trees. I've nursed them along so much.
Well, keep going. Hang in there. You might get lucky. Be one of the lucky ones.
Yeah. Yeah, well, good information from John. Thanks for calling, Paul.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Have a good weekend. This is Home Show Garden Pros, and I am here with John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. They are north between Conroe and the Woodlands, and you can give him a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and when we return, we'll talk with Jan.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
Remember to pump the brakes on watering in the fall. As temps cool and days shorten, plants need less. Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. This is Joey from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes. We may not be feeling the cool temperatures of fall just yet, but they're getting close. One easy way to make our wait more pleasant is by surrounding ourselves with the cool colors of fall. We have dianthus, petunias, marigolds, snapdragons, crotons, and more. Come on out and see what's new. This is the time of year when lawns start to have problems. There's brown patch and sod webworms and chinch bugs. Everything's out to get your lawn, but we've got all the cures you need. Come on out and see us if you're having problems. We've even got fresh replacement sod if your grass is taking a beating so far that it won't come back. Both of our nurseries offer just what you're needing to get planting. Plants, seeds, soil, compost, fertilizer, pots, and more. This is just the beginning of a fun gardening season and lots of fall and winter meals made better with your own fresh produce. Make it a family affair, and you might even discover new vegetables that your kids will eat because they grew them. We're open 8 to 5:30 Monday through Saturday and Sunday 10 to 4. Enchanted Gardens is located at the corner of 723 and 359 in Richmond, convenient to Cinco Ranch, Fulcher, and Richmond. Enchanted Forest is located on FM 2759, convenient to Sugarland, Greatwood, and Rosenberg. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook to keep up with the latest happenings. And now back to Home Show Garden Pros with Sandy and John.
And it is a great morning and a great day to get out in the lawn and garden. I am here with John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. And John, we have got Jan on the line who wants to talk to you. Good morning, Jan.
Good morning. How are you today?
We're good.
Good. I am wondering if either of you have any recommendations for someone who would do what I will call lawn and garden consulting. I'm not really interested in someone to do the work for me. I like doing the work, but I need somebody to come and look at some issues in my yard, help me identify weeds and recommend treatment, help me look at some particular roses and give me recommendations for how they should be pruned and managed, those kinds of things. And I just don't know anybody who does that. I'm happy to pay for it, but I'm hoping y'all might have ideas of who can do that sort of thing.
What part of town do you live in, Jan?
Spring Branch.
I don't know anybody in that area of town. There's some people, you know, work in the Conroe Woodlands area to do that work, but they don't like to come into Houston.
Oh,
I don't blame them.
There's a lady that used to work for me. Her name's Abby. Mm-hmm. She has her own consulting company now up in the Woodlands, Conroe area, Lake Conroe. I don't have her number with me, but you might call my office. We have her business cards on our counter up there. One of my sales team can give it to you.
Mm-hmm. Her name is Abby.
Yeah.
So when you call Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center, what's your number at Nature's Way?
It's 936-321-6990.
Okay, 936-321-6990.
Correct.
And call them and ask for the phone number for Abby?
Correct.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
They'll be glad to give you the phone number and email.
Maybe she'll know somebody else who does it.
That's true. She might.
She might. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she's very knowledgeable, got a master's degree in horticulture and animal science from Texas A&M. So. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she worked for us for about a year and a half to learn more about the plant material.
Right, right. Well, and anytime, call in, you know, I mean, if you've got a question or need some guidance, the Home Show Garden Pros are, they're great folks yeah. to guide us.
Also, Danny used to do some consultings.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? Danny's going to be on the show next weekend, too. Danny Milliken.
Yep.
He's going to be our pro next weekend.
Yeah, he used to do consulting in the city proper.
Oh, okay. So listen next week and let's find out if he does that.
And what company does he work with?
The Houston Botanic Garden.
Right now, yeah, he's at Houston Botanic Garden, and he's going to be our Home Show Garden Pro next Saturday morning.
Okay.
But, yeah, Danny Milliken. So you could check there. You're right.
Great. Thank you for the suggestion.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Have a good weekend. So this is a great time to get out there. And I know sometimes you want hints on different areas. But what I was mentioning to him was, you know, call in the show. And it seems like for me, I like to work in sections, you know, because it can be overwhelming because there are different problems in different areas. Or maybe I shouldn't call them problems. They're different challenges.
Yes, different opportunities.
Yeah, and opportunities because, you know, that you've got something going on in a shaded area, and then I've got something going on in a sunny area. Or so it's a great way to call in at Home Show Garden Pros. We are at 281-833-3333. When we return, John had mentioned something about trees for landowners. So we will return after this.
Does anybody really know what time it is?
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Let's fall back this weekend, but we're moving forward. Here we are with Beautiful Yards. Start with Sienna Mulch. Sienna Mulch is a green waste recycler and manufactures their own premium hardwood mulch. Family owned since 2009. If you live on the south side, you need to go to Sienna Mulch. You can choose from their mulch, soils, sands, composts, gravels, and stones. Sienna Mulch also carries all of your favorite fertilizers and plant foods. And Sienna Mulch has your landscaper's tools that you will need for all of those projects in the backyard. Plus, they deliver small loads within 20 miles. If you are in Rocheron, go and visit Sienna Mulch. Sienna Mulch, so much more than mulch. Find out more at homeshowgardenpros.com.
Well, welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. I understand we got Russell on the phone.
Good morning, Russell.
Good morning, y'all too. Bermuda grass. I have it growing around my wildflowers, and I can pull and pull until I turn blue, and it just keeps on coming back. So I bought something called Ornamec 172 or 170 or something like that, and I was thinking, is there a way to, like, maybe paintbrush this stuff? It's supposed to be safe to actually spray on a lot of around ornamentals and stuff like that. But I was thinking paintbrush it on this Bermuda.
Yeah, you could try it. I mean, I'm not familiar with that product because I don't use toxic chemicals.
Yeah, but this is the first time I'm trying to, I just can't figure out a way to to get a hold on this stuff. I've never used anything poison, but it's everywhere, and I spent the whole year trying to pull this stuff out, and it just keeps on coming back, and I don't know what to do with it.
A lot of people use solarization. They'll cover an area where they got the Bermuda grass with clear plastic or black plastic, weight it down around the area, and just let it cook in the sun and bakes the soil and kills it in that area. It also usually kills the weed
seeds.
All
over the place. That's the thing. I've got that going on in one little area of my yard, but I've actually, this is like full of plants, and, one-year-old plants. And so it's like, I can pull it and pull the, the long rhizomes, whatever, but it just comes back like I never touched it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bermuda's tough.
I was thinking ultimately when I finally get these plants to grow, since it needs sun, that should help me combat some
correct
stuff.
It'll be not as vigorous because it don't have enough sunlight. The other thing it helps as a species, Bermuda grass likes soils that are dominated by bacteria species.
Mm-hmm.
So by using a fungal-based compost, native mulches, product like MicroLife, their Ocean Harvest, that's a fungal food. If you ship that soil biology, it'll favor your plants, your wildflowers and other plants, and naturally be less favorable for the Bermuda.
Well, I'll stop loading up on that. It's a pretty, couple hundred feet of area that kind of pops in, but I think I will start doing that. I kind of always thought about wildflowers and never really feed them.
Yep.
But I think I'll do that. I'll start stacking it with 626 or something. MicroLife
Ocean Harvest.
Yep.
Ocean Harvest. Oh, actually, so the spray.
Yeah, it's a liquid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's made of fish emulsion, and that's a very strong fungal food.
Okay, I'll start doing that. I just try to figure out how to get a hold of this. I see my seeds coming in. I can see little seedlings popping up, but then I got Bermuda popping up right next to it. And I'm like,
I feel your pain at my farm. I got the same problem. Bermuda trying to come into some of the flower beds up there.
Oh, yeah.
I blink my eyes, and all of a sudden it's grown 3 feet.
Right. I'll take care of it in one area and turn my back, and there it is again.
I do have Abby's phone number if you need that. I don't know if you're...
Sure.
Okay. Oh, great. What is it?
Okay. Hold on a second.
So Abby was on the show with us at one point from... And she got so good at what John was helping her do, she went out on her own. So that's lots of great information.
Oh, I got her phone, too.
And, so what's the phone number?
806-252-2785.
Great. All right. Well, hopefully, I think it was Jan who was asking earlier, but we gave him the phone number just now, and we also gave him John's at Nature's Way Resources. So thank very much, Russell.
Yeah. Hendrix. Okay.
Good luck with that Bermuda grass, and hopefully those wildflowers will be able to flourish. So get them some of the Ocean Harvest, and let's hear what happens later, okay?
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks.
Right. Bye-bye.
Have a great weekend. So, John, you had mentioned to me at a break about an opportunity for planting trees.
Yes, the state of Texas, through Texas A&M Forest Service, has a program called the Rural Landowners Reforestation.
Mm.
They have a nursery up called the West Texas Nursery at Idaloo, Texas, outside of Lubbock.
Uh-huh.
And they raise plants, 10 or 12 different trees or shrubs per year. They make available to homeowners at a very discounted price.
Wow.
Like up where my farm is out near LaGrange, I got very alkaline limestone soils, clay based.
Mm-hmm.
I planted 20 redbud trees. The traditional redbud, Circus Candensis, that grows in the acidic sandy loams of East Texas through the Gulf Coast, does not grow up there. But there's a subspecies called Circus Candensis, Variety Texensis, that loves the limestone soils, the alkaline soils, and the clay. And it's very drought tolerant compared to the East Texas version.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked up 20 of them for about $4 a piece.
Wow.
And they come in nice tubes, and they were 18, 20 inches tall, nice healthy plants. So that's what I was doing last Saturday, planted 20 of those up at the farm.
Now, where do they have to go up to Lubbock?
No, they sometimes I'd ship them directly to your house.
Okay.
This case, because they shipped them to the local Forest Service office in Fayette County, I just drove in and picked them up.
Okay. And I've seen those notices. Actually, I think you've got a calendar sometimes on Lazy Gardeners about different opportunities like this.
Sometimes.
So, you know, watch. You can always reach out and you can get on the Lazy Gardener email list. But yeah. How else can they find out?
Oh, just go to the West Texas Nursery website.
West Texas.
You can order online.
Okay. All right.
And usually they got different species of trees and whatever. And you got to buy in groups of 10 or 15.
Nice. But
share them with your neighbor.
Yes. Oh, what a great idea. So West Texas Nursery, would that be the website?
Correct. In Idaloo, Texas.
Great. Wonderful information. I think that's a fun project, too. Mm-hmm. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. John Ferguson is with us from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. And we'll return after this.
If I could turn back time.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. Thank you so much for listening to Home Show Garden Pros. I am here with John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. And this is a co-op, a knowledge co-op of locally owned nurseries in Harris County, Waller, Montgomery, Fort Bend. We are all over the surrounding areas of Houston. And you have heard John Ferguson this morning from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. You have also heard from Anita with Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens out in Katy. And you've heard from Sherry from Plants for All Seasons, and she is north on 249. All great. I mean, I learn something new from all of you every single time we sit here. But now we are moving into the end of our hours, and let's talk about November. We've just gotten into November, which I cannot believe. I want to remind everybody it's time change tonight. I want to remind everybody Astros tonight, who are going to win for us all. Mm-hmm. But this is a great time to be out in our lawn and garden. We say that over and over. So if you're new to Houston, yes, get out in your garden and plant. So what are some things in early November that we should be doing and or looking for?
Well, the most importantly is mulching.
Mulching.
When does nature mulch?
Right now in the fall.
Very good. Excellent. Yeah. Remember, the Bible says, like God says, say nature, let it teach.
Oh, yep, yep.
Well, the best time to mulch is the fall.
Yes.
It keeps the soil warm, protects it against freezes. So like in our lawns, a form of mulching is top dressing of compost.
Okay.
So it does two things. One, it insulates the soil from freezes. Since compost is a very dark color, it helps absorb energy from the sun and keeps the soil warmer so the roots can grow and develop.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the disease we talked about earlier, brown patch, likes cool, wet soil. So it helps protect against that. So that is the thing. Mulch your yard of compost or mulch your flower beds of a composted native mulch.
A native mulch. And that's a reminder. If people have sprinkler systems,
turn them off.
I mean, we've had some nice rains in the last week and a half or two. Mm-hmm. So make sure those get turned off or just roll up your hose for a little while, because it's okay for it to get a little dry sometimes, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, as a soil scientist, when I visit with people who do consulting, 90% of the time the problem is caused by overwatering.
Okay. Yeah. You're just nurturing the bad stuff to grow.
Correct.
Okay. And a lot of times you get mushrooms or the weeds or the whatever that shouldn't be there.
Yeah. It's kind of funny. Out at my farm, I've got some St. Augustine that's escaped into the pastures.
Okay.
It grows on less than 25 inches of rain a year and is flourished.
Wow. It's just spread out there.
Yeah.
That's great.
No fertilizers, no disease, no problems, and it grows.
Right.
Can't get rid of the stuff.
St. Augustine can be pretty strong. I mean, give it a chance, and it can do well.
It has the hybrid vigor. It's a hybrid between a prairie grass from Africa that has roots that go down 15 feet and can live on 12 inches of water a year.
Wow.
And a Gulf Coast species that's humidity tolerant.
Yeah. So there you go.
It's a sterile hybrid. That's why you can't use seeds, but.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I love my St. Augustine. It's, you know, it's not as soft as other grasses that you've got, but so fall, that's the time to mulch.
Mm-hmm.
Great time to top dress with compost. planting trees and shrubs. How about that?
Absolutely. It's the best time is in the fall.
Yeah.
And now's the ideal planting season for the next few months.
Right. And don't forget, you can even plant the citrus, which surprises some people who may not be from here. But mm-hmm. yes, this is a great time to get those plants and shrubs in the ground.
That way there's less stress on a plant. From water, from heat,
right.
So they can put all their energy into developing roots.
Right. And then enjoy the flowers for the fall, whether, you know, it's shaded areas or sunny areas. So just
yep.
know where you're going to plant them and enjoy those color changes, because the colors will probably get you through to the spring. You know, cover them in a hard freeze, but mm-hmm. Enjoy those colors.
Yeah. And what I do personally, you know, if I'm going to be fertilizing this time, I put down my MicroLife, put
okay.
down the remineralizer,
okay,
and
yeah.
put the compost or mulch on top of it.
And it's easy.
It's easy.
It's easy. And those steps are going to last you for a good year.
Correct.
Yes. So you have been listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and we will return after this.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.